Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to Magical Mondays with the Psychic Cowgirl. My name is Shannon Lackman. I am the Psychic Cowgirl. I use my natural psychic talent and a gift for connection to raise your vibration and create soul healing. I see energies in patterns, threads, and timelines. This enables me to help you create awareness. I have a degree in metaphysics, I'm a hypnotherapist, I'm a past life regression therapist, and an ordained minister. You can find me at www.psychiccowgirl.com. Let's chat! Hi everyone, welcome to Magical Mondays. It does get easier doing this every week, even if I am still nervous, but way better energy than last week with that time change. It just messed me up. So, today I want to talk about some tools that I use to help me understand things and help with things. I just have to answer a question in the chat room. Someone's asking me about Skype phone. And I'm not sure. I might not have it set up. I haven't found out how to do that yet. I'm still trying to figure this all out. But you can call in on the phone number if you want, which is 646-478-0229 if you want to listen that way, and I won't click it so that you're on air. I know. One day I'll figure this all out, but it's kind of fun. All right. So since last week we didn't get to the Ho'oponopono, and if I say that wrong, I apologize. We are going to start with that today. So, that prayer is an ancient Hawaiian practice of reconciliation and forgiveness. I use it constantly. The research I found out about it were lots of good stories. Sorry, I'm pausing. I'm trying to still figure out work in the chat room and talking. Okay. Where am I? Okay. The Ho'oponopono is defined in the Hawaiian Dictionary as a mental cleansing, family conferences in which relationships were set right through prayer, discussion, confession, repentance, and mutual restitution and forgiveness. Literally, ho'o is a particle used to make an actualizing verb from the following noun as, who cares? That wasn't very fun. So, it was a lady named Mary who wrote it first. I actually heard about it with the guy who was called Hugh Len, I believe his name was. I don't find it here. See, I thought I had this all organized, but of course not. Was organized until I get here. But then when I was doing the research for the show, I found that this Mary lady's the one that came up with it, and that made me happy. Girl power, right? So she believed that illness was caused by breaking kapu, K-A-P-U, or spiritual laws, and that the illness could not be cured until the sufferer atoned for this transgression, often with the assistance of a praying priest or a healing priest. Forgiveness was sought from the gods or from the person with whom there was a dispute. And then it was also described as a practice of extended family members meeting to make right broken family relations. Some families met daily or weekly to prevent problems from erupting. So the prayer is simply, now I usually get it in the wrong order. So I am just going to double-check that, since I don't want to do that today. I usually start with the I love you, and if I remember correctly, now how come that didn't print out like I wanted? It doesn't start with that. You know, I was organized until I sat down here, and now not so much. So does anybody else know about the Ho'oponopono? Yeah, I so can't say it. If you do, you can call in and tell me about your experiences with it. Actually, one client I have, she uses it for clearing and cleaning of energies. So it starts off, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. That's it, that's all, that's what you say. And you can say this anytime, all the time. I use it when I have people in my energy that are irritating me. And really, it's not changing them, it's changing how I react to them, which is why it's so effective. And I tell you, I get the words all mixed up lots of times, but I don't know that that matters because it works for me. When I have people who send me emails that are not very polite, I use this. When I have people irritated with me, or if I have to deal with some difficult people, I use this. And I just say in my mind, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. That's it. And I just walk around saying it. Every time I think of them or every time I think of this situation, I say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And even if I get them mixed up, like if I start with I love you, I don't think it really affects anything. And my one client, I should have asked her if I could use her story, but I am going to a little bit. Her and her daughter use it constantly, and it's amazing the miracles it created in their life. Things like broken dishwashers get fixed. Isn't that cool? Things like, what else did she tell me? Just when they had to deal with difficult landlords, they would just use this as a clearing of energies. Actually, Joe Vitale has a book on it right now called Zero Limits that I haven't read, but I've heard that it's really good. So if you want to check that out. Okay, Trisket 17, this isn't a call-in, get a reading show. I don't do that. But if you have a question on how to be psychic yourself, that's cool. We will talk about that. And I'm just kind of skimming your situation. I would use this prayer as much as you can. It will create energetic changes. I had to use it on an ex-husband who was sending me nasty emails, and it worked amazingly. Okay, so that's all I have to say about that one. But I do have another one. Yay! Okay, so there's another prayer that I use all the time, and it's may you be safe, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you live life with ease. I don't even remember where I came across this, so I went researching. And everybody, if you don't have time to write these down, I'm putting this all on my website. It'll be the blog post that goes out tomorrow. I'm including everything I'm going to talk about today. So if you just want to hang out and listen and chat, please feel free. Okay, Trisket 17 wants to know how to connect with the dead father. Okay. First thing I would do, she says she's, I don't even know if it's a she, sorry, psychic, but cannot always read for myself. Well, anytime that anybody gives you advice on being psychic, the first thing they're going to tell you is to meditate. And I know that when I was learning to, I made it way more complicated than it is. And so my favorite meditation is to breathe in peace and breathe out your name. And all you're doing is clearing your mind of energy, clearing your mind of clutter. And if you can find a quiet place to sit, anchor your feet on the floor, connect to Mother Earth, and just sit quietly and ask to speak to him. Now, here's the thing. When we get answered, we don't always get answered in the way that we think we will. Sometimes it might be a whiff, like a smell of maybe cigarette smoke if he smoked, or garden dirt if he liked to garden. Our answers are not always, the big, hi, how are you doing answers. And other people in the chat room, I know there's a bunch of psychic people in here. If you have any tips for Trisket 17, that would be fantastic. I know my husband's grandma, the cowboy hats all fly off the cowboy hat holder when she's around, and I smell cigarette smoke. Ooh, she says she gets the smells already. What kind of smells? And then my next question is that not enough? You actually want to be able to talk to him? Because to do that, you need to clear your mind and listen. But sometimes it's a really soft voice. And I would also find exercises for clairaudience for you. Because you can absolutely train yourself to do it. Ooh, she says that she gets the smell of bacon and eggs. How cool is that? That would make me hungry, though. Good for you. Oh, and blueberry pancakes. All right. So now some ladies in the chat room are answering her. So I'm going to go on about my Buddha meditation that I didn't know that's what it was. So that's the may you be safe, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you live life with ease. So when I went researching to find out where it came from, here's what I came across. This is an ancient meditation taught by the Buddha himself and is designed to bring unconditional love to yourself, your loved ones, and even learn to send unconditional love to beings throughout the universe. It will help to bring peace to situations taking place in your life. It will also allow you to look at the world in a more positive light. So here's how it goes. And I am putting this on the website for you to read later. You can begin by sitting down in a comfortable position and closing your eyes. Sit with your back erect without being strained or overarched. Just be comfortable. You can sit in a chair or on the floor, whichever works best for you. Bring your attention to your breath. Take a few slow, deep breaths. In and out. In and out. As you exhale, imagine you are breathing out all negative thoughts and emotions. Breathe in pure light, kindness, generosity, and love. Breathe out anger. Breathe out any thoughts of harm to others or yourself or feelings of fear or failure. Relax your body. Feel your energy settle into your heart and into the moment, the present, the now. See if certain phrases emerge from your heart that express what you wish most deeply for yourself. Not just for today, but in an enduring way. Phrases that are big enough and general enough that you can ultimately wish them for all of life, for all beings, everywhere. The phrases of loving kindness are things like, may I live in safety. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. You can gently repeat these phrases over and over again. You can have your mind rest in the phrases, and whenever you find your attention has wandered, don't worry about it. When you recognize you've lost touch with the moment, see if you can gently let go and begin again, repeating those phrases. And then you can call to mind somebody that you care about, someone close to you, someone for whom you have positive feelings, and you can say those phrases of loving kindness to them. May you live in safety. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And you can do this for people that are having a difficult time. If someone's going through some rough things and you want to help them, but
you know that getting too involved is not a good idea, you can do this. Just say these phrases to them when you think of them. It will create miracles, I tell you. I use this one actually when I'm going to the school. I say that on my way in. I say that when I'm in the school. Just because sometimes the kids are having a bad day. If I'm ever working in the classroom, I do this. I just gave away my secrets for everybody that's listening from the school. That's okay. I find it highly effective. I find it has a different energy than the Ho'oponopono. The Ho'opono... Yeah, okay, that one. It feels like it's more of a clearing of energy and a reconciling of energies. This one just feels like a peaceful, kind prayer. It's amazing how they can have different energies. All right. So they're talking in the chat room. And if you are listening and not in the chat room, you should check it out. If you're having trouble getting in the chat room, open up a new window. That's what I've done. I've listened to Lorraine's show. One window had the show playing, and the other one I just pressed pause, and I got into the chat room. Because sometimes the computers act strange. Who knows why? They just have a mind of their own. They are talking about when you get pennies or feathers. Is it gifts from beyond? Absolutely. I'll have to put the angel and dime story on for this part, too. Okay, so now I'm going to share with you some things that I share with almost every client. First, the soul-to-soul chat. Now, when you have to have a conversation and it makes you uneasy or anxious, and you can feel it because you can feel it in your throat chakra. It feels a little rough. It feels like how my voice is sounding right now just because, you know, I'm nervous and chatting. And you know you have to talk to this person, but it just, it makes you anxious and upset, and especially works great with husbands or children. So here's what you do. It's called the soul-to-soul chat. So when you go to bed at night, or if you have time during the day and you have that nice relaxed spot, I like it when I go to bed at night because I'm getting into that drowsy state. You know, your mind's wandering and you're nice and relaxed and you're just getting ready to fall asleep. You can ask to talk to someone's soul or spirit. And you get to say everything that's on your mind. Let the words flow. Don't worry about how you sound or how they will receive the information. You are just letting it rock. Say everything that you've ever wanted to say, because they're not going to answer you back. And just talk. Talk and talk and talk. So doing this will let you practice difficult conversations, and the other person hears it on a soul level, which means it ends up that they aren't defensive when you have the actual conversation because they've already heard it. And the other part is that you get to practice it. And you can do this over a few nights and just say what you have to say. I've known people that have done this, and the person that they were talking to during this time actually opened up the conversation with them. Now, how sweet is that, right? And all you're doing is ask to talk to their soul or spirit, whichever word you like better, and you just let it fly. If you need to use bad words or you need pasture words, I call them, or you need to, you know, scream and shout in your mind as you're talking to them, go ahead. Because you are letting it all out and saying what you need to say so it's not stuck in that throat chakra anymore. And you'll be amazed at what happens. And if anyone in the chat room's ever done this and tried this and had success, let us know. I've done this with my husband. I've done it with people that I used to work with when I had to, you know, bring their attention to something and it wasn't easy. And again, this will be on the website for you to copy and paste so you can get this information. My husband's kind of on to me now, though. He knows when I'm doing this kind of stuff. Bummer. Okay, and I have another one that is amazing. So nobody's calling me. You guys don't have anything you want to say to me? Anything you want to share? Any tools? Any tips? You can call me. The call-in number is 646-478-0229. Okay, so I have another one. It's called the Soul Letter. Now, I can't remember where I found this. It's just been in numerous resources. And I thank them all, and I kind of edit it for myself. And so this one you will want to get off the website because it's in a letter format. And so you're saying, Dear Soul or Spirit, for people or situations of, and then their name and the date. Or situations. You can use this for, you could write a letter to prosperity, your prosperity. Why isn't it happening? You can, so then you start off, I have become aware of, and you describe your situation openly, including all the emotions, for as many paragraphs as you need. Be blunt, be honest, use all the words that pop in, even if they're past your words again. Really let your emotions fly and be creative. And so you take as much time as you need to openly vent, kind of, about the situation, if it's a situation. If it's to a person, you're venting about the situation that's happening with them. Don't worry, you're never going to send it to them. That's not the purpose of this. But you need to get it out of your energy. It's basically a form of journaling, but you're doing it as a letter. I write letters to the universe like this all the time when I'm manifesting. Okay, so you've written all your paragraphs about the situation, getting it out of your energy, and then you say, for these things that I am aware of and any that I am not, I give my soul permission to work with, release, eliminate, transmute, balance, harmonize, let go of, etc., the above-described situation and emotions, both consciously, unconsciously, and subconsciously. They have made their point. I thank them for the experience. I've had enough. Now go away. I forgive the experiences and I release them to the nothingness from which they came. I forgive, and this is where you put the name of the person, the situation, or thing that you are releasing if applicable. I release them to their highest good. I forgive myself. I release myself to my highest good. With perfect compassion, in harmony with the universal wisdom and hope. Thank you. May this or something better happen for the highest good of all. And then you sign your name, and then you bet you burn it, and you can bury the ashes in Mother Earth. She'll take care of it for you. Yes, Susan, you can write to your own health. Absolutely. Anything, your own prosperity or abundance, whichever word you like, you bet. If you have to write it to people that are in your life, you could write it to a job situation. Say you want a job and you're not having success getting one. Write a letter to it. Say, hey, if you want a new house, why not try it? There's nothing bad that can happen. It's all good. I've used this with friendships, people that you know are leaving my life and it's just not working out. If I'd have known about this when I was dating, I sure would have used it to release some of those. That would have been very handy. When I got a divorce, I did write one of these to that and then a separate one to my ex-husband. Anything you can think of, why not? Why not? I find it extremely effective. Yes, write one to a new husband. Invite him in. That'd be fun. I did do a meditation when I was ready and a manifest for a new husband. And the husband I have now, I found a list a little while ago, and yep, he fit them all. I was kind of thrilled. So the next thing I had on my list was to talk about the cord cutting meditation. And I know we did it a couple of shows ago, but you know what? I think we should do it again. What do you guys think? I know there's a delay and you can't answer me right away, but I think it would be good. There's been a lot of crazy energies on the weekend. I was kind of a Crabosaurus. I had to get over that, change my perspective. So maybe I could have wrote a soul letter to my crabby self to release it. That might have helped. All right, I got a bunch of yeses. Kate, let's do the cord cutting. Because, yeah, I don't know what's going on, but it's funky. And I love this cord cutting. All right. Yes, Virginia, I was reading your mind. Wah-ha-ha-ha-ha. All right, feet flat on the floor. Put your hands on your lap. And I'm going to say it, and you guys just have to listen. All right. Archangel Michael, I call upon you now. Please cut the cords of fear, obligation, or attachment with, this is where you put the name of the person or situation. Okay, I'm going to say that again now that you have the person or situation in your mind. Archangel Michael, I call upon you now. Please cut the cord of fear, obligation, or attachment with that have been blocking me or draining me in the past. I am now willing to trade all the pain for peace. It is done. It is done. It is done. Yay! And cord cutting will never cut positive cords. It only cuts cords that are draining you energetically. Because we just don't want to cut those good ones. No way. No way. So I'm, you know, zipping through all my pages of information that I had ready. So what do you guys got? You can call in and tell me. The next thing I had on my list to talk about was crystals. I actually have an opalite in my hand right now. I just found out about this one. And I'm going to tell you what it means. It's believed to help alleviate depression, soothe nerves. See why I'm holding it? And stabilize mood swings. I should have had it on the weekend. Ideally, if you place it on a bedside table, it can provide comfort and reassurance throughout the night. And actually, it's in the little angel form that I sent to Sue, Peaceful Sue, because she won a contest. Oh, speaking of contests, I actually have a package of Audacious Action Angels Oracle cards to give away in a contest form, signed by none other than Lorraine Rowe, with a blessing and everything. So, I don't know what I want to do to run this contest. I don't know what to make you guys do to win. So, if anybody has any ideas, that would be fantastic. Because we should think of something fun to do. And then I will do a draw, and the winner will get this signed package of Oracle cards. I've had them for a couple months, and I actually forgot because, yeah, life's been busy, and I want to come up with something fun to do. Like I could do, the last contest I did, you had to write me a little story about something psychics that happened. Actually, that one was mostly about angels. So we could do that. Oh, yay, Virginia says, give me a day or two. She'll come up with something. Yes! I am kind of thinking that you guys have to write me little stories about psychic experiences that we can share on the website for other people to read and enjoy. That's one option. or I don't know. Rachel says she can bribe me with tea. You could. Oh, she has a tea shop in Drayton Valley. I was there on Wednesday. Awesome. Anybody that's listening from my area, you need to go there. It's the Hera Tea Bar. I hope I'm saying that right. And it's in the parking lot of the Cardium Theater. And she has yummy food and yummy tea. Ooh, Dana says a metaphysical online scavenger hunt. That might be fun. I'll have to think about that. Oh, Sue says remote viewing. I could hide them somewhere and then you guys would have to remote view. Yeah, but see, then I would do something like hide them in the bail fort and have to make you pick, like, which number of bales, and then my husband would feed some and it would just mess us all up. But you guys have some good ideas. I'm very open to suggestions. Let's come up with something fun that we can all enjoy. And everybody that participates, I will send them something because I have a store. Probably never talk about it, but I do have a store in my Bear Ranch house, and that's where I sell all the rocks. So that's how come I know about them all. So I'm going to tell you about some because I just got some new ones in, and I suppose I don't have their information handy. So I'll tell you about my favorites. Blue kyanite. Rachel says she'll follow the rules. She's not going to bribe me with tea. Well, don't totally discount that, Rachel. I plan on coming in next week. So let me tell you about blue kyanite. And the reason I want to tell you about blue and kyanite, because it cleans your chakras. And it also helps with past life stuff. The black kyanite, I know when I hold it, it vibrates so much that I have to put it down. Oh, and the black kyanite? There's someone in the chat room right now who is visiting me, and she held it in her hand just while she was visiting. She didn't even take it home or anything, and she had an intense past life dream. Right, Dana? That was crazy. And actually, my son Brody, who's 8, had a black kyanite because, of course, my kids have one of all the rocks, and he had it in his pillow. And, he was waking up with big circles. I didn't realize he had it in his pillow. It's just too much. Yes, it was just too intense, and he couldn't sleep very well. I'm saying, yes, Kelly, find some black kyanite or blue kyanite. The blue kyanite's gentler, but go find some black and hold it in your hand. It's crazy. Dana's in the chat room. She'll tell you about her past life dream, how intense it was. It was fascinating. But what else is my favorite? Of course, amethyst. I am just looking around my desk and picking up all the rocks I have here. So amethyst is good for everything. Amethyst is good for kids and nightmares. Put a little amethyst in their pillow, and it will help them. Actually, if you put amethyst and a tourmaline in their pillow, it will really help them. A little while ago, a couple years ago, I think, they were selling mats for your bed that had amethyst and tourmaline, like, in them, and it was supposed to help you get a better night's sleep. I thought, well, that's exciting. So I put tourmaline and amethyst in my pillowcase, and I sleep well. I find that if I'm having trouble with energies or nightmares, too, I will hold either the amethyst or the tourmaline. Another one that's good if you have trouble sleeping that I adore is selenite. It is white, and it's kind of delicate, so if you drop it, it will break. But it's worth it. If I have trouble going to sleep, I will hold a selenite in my hand. They come in some, like, smaller, like, little 3-inch ones that you hold in your hand. It's also good for clearing energies. Yay! Peaceful Sue says she loves selenite. Where do you have it in your house? Do you ever hold it in your hand and sleep, Sue? It works amazing. Very amazing. In fact, one of my clients that I had last week, she picked up a selenite because she's been having trouble sleeping, and I don't think she's put it down in days. And I don't blame her. Okay, what other ones are my favorite? Ruby zoisite. Oh, Virginia is reminding us, and if the selenite isn't treated and handled correctly, it will fracture and splinter. Yes, it will. Ooh, Sue found an angel rock in selenite. Gorgeous. Gorgeous. So ruby zoisite is another one of my favorites. I have my mom making it in bracelets a lot. And it is for soul healing. That's one of its main things. It can take you on past lives. It's not as intense as the kyanite, though. It's more of a soothing stone. And it comes in really pretty colors. Oh, I didn't know that, Virginia, that it needs a lot of sunlight. I never put mine in sunlight, ever, because it's in my pillow. I will have to try that. When I'm in the sunny spot next time, I will put my selenite in there, too. So why don't you guys in the chat room tell me about some of your favorite stones and what they do for you. What about if you're feeling anxious? When I'm feeling anxious, my favorite to hold or wear is a moonstone for anxiety. What stone can I get to clear my mind? And then amethyst will help that, or a selenite. Selenite helps me just go to sleep. Thank you, Virginia. She's telling us to put the selenite in our pillow each night, but it should sit in the windowsill in the sunlight every day. I am going to do that. Ooh, Peaceful Sue, tell me about your sodalite. Did you know sodalite's also to help lose weight and for confidence? It's in a lot of our bracelets, too. Virginia uses amethyst for her anxiety. Ooh. Do keep sodalite to carry at work to keep the EMFs at bay. Kate, remind us what EMFs stand for. I could look it up, but nah, I don't want to. I have my handy-dandy crystal book. What else do you guys like? An interactive show today because, you know, I'm not the only one that is here. Okay. Dana uses amethyst, moonstone, and citrine. Yes. I love those. And did you know that if you put citrine in your wallet where your paper money is, not where your change is, it will attract more? Virginia says that she cannot carry moonstone around the fuller new moons too much. I have found that too. I have to take it out of my pillow. Triscuit 17, the stone to put under your pillow is, you can put an amethyst and a tourmaline to help you sleep, a selenite to get to sleep. Ooh, my angel's rock says kyanite's her all-time favorite. Tell us which color, the black or the blue, because she's hot 24/7. It helps her cool down. Awesome. Oh, good. Rachel, you know what? I had citrine to give to you when I was in your tea bar, too, and then I forgot. I was too busy eating chocolate almond torte, I guess. So, because sodalite's one of my favorites, I want to tell you that it stimulates the pineal gland and the third eye and deepens meditation. How fun is that? Oh, I have to share. Virginia says, put citrine in the southeast corner of your home in the highest position possible to help attract abundance. Okay, but I have a question for you. I've also heard that it's in the left corner when you walk in your door, in the furthest left corner. So that's where I have mine. Triscuit 17 says, is there a good site for getting these stones? There are lots of sites. You know what I would suggest, though? If you can find a store that has them so you can go in and touch and check them out. I know some of them I pick up and I can't handle. They vibrate just a lot differently than I do, and they make me nauseous. So it would be a good idea for you to be able to touch them. But I'm sure that some of these other ladies know some online stores. I have an online store, but shipping from Alberta to probably where you are might be a little bit more. I guess it depends. You can check out my store. It's www.psychiccowgirl.com. It's under Goddess Shopping. Okay, Virginia and I cleared it up. That is the southeast corner of her house, so maybe it's the same. Oh, Dana says that her son's favorite is the blue one that gives him good dreams. Oh, is that a soda light? All right. What other stones are your guys' favorites? Let me look around what I have here. Citrine is obviously one of my favorites. I have it all over my store, in my house, in my wallet, in my husband's wallet. When you come to my healing house for a session, you get a citrine. If you come shopping, you get a citrine. Just because they're so awesome. And I think everybody needs to attract abundance in all forms. I'm still wondering what Dana's blue one is. Ooh, hematite. That's a good one to talk about. You know when you get that floaty head feeling and you reach for the stacks? It's because you're checking out of your body. If you carry a hematite or wear a hematite, it'll help you stay in your body. So does black tourmaline. Oh, we have some fans of clear quartz. That is a great one, too. Okay, what other ones are good for certain things? Let me think. I'm just looking around my desk because I have a lot. I seem to have a lot of amethyst. And ruby zoisite. And peacock ore for joy and happiness. Have you guys ever seen the peacock ore? It's very, very, very colorful. And its sole purpose is for happiness and joy. The end. Ooh, and Virginia is reminding us, black tourmaline repels negativity. Not just keeps it at bay, repels it. Awesome. One of her favorites, yes. Sometimes I just hold the black tourmaline. By the way, just so you all know, I was doing the Ho'oponopono prayer on my caller that was calling last week and the week before that, you know, we all didn't really care for, because I saw that there was a little visit to my website this week, and guess what? It's looking good tonight, and I did it a lot, so yay! Dana's talking about a black obsidian burned her hand once in meditation. She doesn't use it anymore. No kidding. A rhodonite. I had a big crystal ball rhodonite that I was checking out. That one made me nauseous, too. I had to give it back to the lady right away. Trisket 17, if you're comfortable with that, if you tell us what city you're in, I'm sure everybody knows some stores that you could visit. But if you're not comfortable with that, don't. It's okay. We would just like to help you get stones because we love them. So what else is our favorites? Carnelian. A carnelian, if you put it with all your other stones, it will clean them, which is fantastic. You can also clean them by putting them in sea salt or leaving them in the sunlight on the windowsills like some of these ladies do. I always forget to do that, so I have to use the sea salt. Oh, thanks, my Angels Rock, for sharing with us. Ooh, the one that's from the meteorite. I don't know. I did hold a piece of a meteor when I was teaching a class. A lady had brought in her stones to show me. When I was holding it, I left. I was like flying through space, checking things out, and I had to give it back to her so I could come back to my body and teach the class. It was crazy. Crazy fun. Oh, my chat room's being weird. If I don't answer anything in there, it's because it's being weird. Just checking the time because we can't miss our chakra cleanse. That has made my week. My chat room is being weird. It says it's reconnecting. So if you say something to me and I don't answer, I'm sorry. Just have it a moment. Okay, so let me just look around. What other stones do we have? I do love moonstone for anxiety, but I agree with the ladies about not carrying it around the full moon or new moon. It's too much. I just got a fuchsite and a lepidolite. And I can't remember. One of them cleans your chakras, and it felt so amazing in my hand. I would type it in the chat room, but, yeah, my computer's having a moment. Oh, well, it'll get over its own self. As long as you all can still hear me, we're good. Okay, because it's having moments, I am going to go ahead and do our chakra cleanse right now. I will start it. And then we can chat for a little bit after. I don't know if my internet's leaving or it's just, who knows. All right, so let's do this meditation to balance and cleanse our chakras. So you're going to put your feet flat on the floor. You're going to visualize or imagine deep, thick roots growing out the bottom of your feet, deep, deep into Mother Earth. Oh, my chat room's back. Yay! Okay. So feel yourself grounding and connecting with the Earth. Now you're going to imagine or visualize a white ball of energy coming up from those roots. There will be two into the bottom of each foot. Traveling up your leg, you may feel a warm, tingling sensation up into your legs, higher into your thighs, and then both balls of white light will join together at your root chakra. Just imagine them joining at your pelvis. Now imagine or visualize your root chakra, which is located at the base of your spine, as a ball of red light spinning. It may look cloudy or dirty. It may be really large or it may be very small. Spin this ball of energy until it's shiny, bright, sparkly red. Spinning, spinning. Fantastic. If you're having troubles visualizing or imagining, Archangel Raphael will come and help you. He will vacuum away all the dirt and the cruddy energies while he's there. Okay, now that one's all bright, shiny, clean, and red, put it back into your body. Now we're moving up to the orange chakra. It's an orange ball of light about the size of a baseball. Let's pop that one out of your body and spin it until it's bright, sparkly, shiny orange. Doing great. Let's spin it just a little bit more. Fantastic. little bit more. Great. You're doing great. Okay, now let's put that one back in to your body. Then we'll move up to the solar plexus chakra. This is the yellow one. Let's pop out that ball of yellow light and spin it until it's shiny, sparkly, clean, bright yellow. Fantastic. Spinning, spinning. Doing great. Spin that a little bit more. Fantastic. Now that it's nice and shiny, let's slip that one back into your body. Now let's go to the heart chakra, which is green. Let's spin that heart chakra until it's bright, infused with sparkles green. Again, if you have troubles, ask Archangel Raphael to help you. Spinning, spinning. Fantastic. Great. You guys do this so well. Kate, let's put that back in. Now let's move up to your throat chakra, the blue one. Let's spin that ball of light energy until it's shiny, bright blue. Spinning, spinning. Great. Spin that one just a little bit more. Fantastic. Okay, now that it's nice and shiny, let's put it back in. Move up higher to our third eye chakra, located in our forehead. The dark purple indigo color, let's spin this until it's shiny, clean, and sparkly. Nice. Fantastic. Okay, let's put that one back in, and let's move up to our crown chakra, located at the very top of our head. This one's the pale violet or clear color. Let's spin that ball of light until it's bright, shiny, clean, and sparkly. Great. You guys are doing fantastic. Okay, let's put that one back in. And now let's visualize or imagine that little ball of light again. We're bringing it down, down through our throat, down through our chest, down through our tummy, down to our pelvis, split it off into two, go down your thighs, down through your knees, your shins, and then deep, 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 deep into Mother Earth again to anchor yourself for the week. And then bring your awareness back up into your body, and you're all clean and balanced for the week. Now, something interesting that happened when I was doing the crown chakra, I needed to tell you guys that for headaches, amethyst is fantastic, and so is green aventurine. So if you have trouble with headaches or migraines, those are a couple of the stones. I'm sure there's more, but I know those are two that have worked for some of my clients and for myself. I don't get headaches often, but when I do, I hold an amethyst. It helps. So, does anybody have any questions or comments? We still get about 4 minutes. Ooh. Dana says that chakra cleansing affected you. Oh, more people. That's good, Trisket. You'll be all relaxed. But you know what? If you don't know, right after my show is a Psychic Housewives show, and a bunch of us go over there with Lorraine Rowe, and we all go over there and chat after. So if you'd like to join us, if you don't already, that would be fantastic. So we still have a couple minutes. So any other stones we can talk about now that my chat room is working again? That was so weird. Isn't Mercury in retrograde or something right now, though? I've been actually pretty happy because nothing's gone wonky for me. I guess until now. Go figure, hey? Wasn't a big deal. It was only temporary. So, lapis lazuli is another blue one that's good. I wear it when I teach classes. I also wear sodalite, except for I have this really gorgeous sodalite necklace that I can't find. So if anybody of my psychic friends get any hits on where my blue sodalite necklace is, that'd be helpful to me. I've searched my house high and low. It's just missing. I think someone's playing tricks on me. It will show up. But otherwise, there's lapis. Oh, yes. Thank you. It is in retrograde until the first week of April. Oh. Actually, I haven't found it challenging yet. I mean, that's why my necklace is gone, though. Hmm. Things that make you go, hmm. So, oh, I do have another one I can tell you guys. Let me just find my post. It's a meditation to protect your property. I don't know if any of you ever do this, but I visualize or imagine, if you know people are bugging me in my energy, I visualize or imagine like big mirrors around my property and myself to deflect the energies. It just depends on if it's just, you know, someone kind of bugging me. But I have another one. I have it written out, so I'm just quickly looking for it. Wow, I said my computer is behaving. It was until today. Okay, I found it. So here's something I do on my ranch, and it works amazing. I energetically protect my place by putting sentinels in all the corners of my and set the intention that no one can cross unless they have positive intentions or intentions that are in alignment with ours. Interesting enough, my neighbors have had less than desirable people stop in at their place wanting them to call us and ask if they could go on our land, and the neighbor pretended he didn't have our phone number, so that was good, but they couldn't come and ask us. It was interesting. So to do this, I imagine or visualize tall columns of rock or cement at each corner of the property. I then connect each of these with a string-like energy, and voila! I also put extra at my gate, one on each side, just for added energetic protection. I do have a client who told me since she did this, it has cut down on the number of visitors that pop over unexpectedly. Maybe wanting to waste your time is less than a good intention, but she was really, really happy. So you can visualize or imagine this a few times a day, and then you only have to think of protecting, and you easily, it just becomes a habit, and it will be done. And it works fantastic. Okay, I wanted to share that one. Thank you, Trisket17. I searched under my bed for my sodalite necklace. Okay, it's going to tell me that I have 1 second left. So I want to say thank you, everybody. Thank you for listening and joining in. And I want to tell you, next week I have a guest co-host. It's going to be a surprise who it is. And guess what? We're going to talk about superstitions and folklore. It's going to be so much fun. And I have some more exciting shows coming up later, but that's the only teaser I'm going to give you for now. So, yay! Thank you all for listening, and I hope I get to see some of you over at Lorraine's show. Have a nice week. Bye-bye.